city of the world, the different davonim, the different stones, take letters. And there was pluralism. And he took them and he elevated them. He made them into one, achdus. And he put it around his head, meaning higher than his head. And he said, that's what we're up to now. He said, V'yakov Avinu l'sholim ratzal aleisim l'mayl. Yaakov Avinu want to elevate the stones, meaning the level of world to Kedusha. And therefore he took Avni Amokim Shem Esi is Harbi, which is diversity. Vosimim Evan Achash, he made one stone, which is the level of Yud. One, like one rock, is stone is the level of Yud. And he put it, Vayosim and Ashesi, he put it around his head, meaning, Kamei Shalamata Ba'odam, Yashechul Amidas. Just like by a person, there's Sechul Amidas. And that's like by a person, you have seichel and midas, and then you have the letters, words, that reveal the seichel or the midah. How do you reveal an emotion? You have to say words. So he said, same thing in upstairs in the worlds. There's a level of chabad, and the seven midas. So he says, upstairs is also 10 levels. Like the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, the 10 levels down here are coming from the level of Alukus up there. Over there, though, it's all the level of Bittul. Seichel is not our Seichel, Bina is a Chochmah, is not our Bina, Midas is all completely bottle. Okay, calls so like it says, Cha Hashem Agdula, that bit Gdula Chesed is all blechad, but bottle to Hashem. And the Kelim are all one. Chin is Devar Avaya. And the concept of Hashem's speech is a ace, Shrem and Slav and Chabad, and meet the Shem Esses, Firstal Yenis. In other words, Lemaila, you have Kaviyochol Hashem's Chochman Bin and Das and the seven Midas. And then you have the word of Hashem, which is the Asiyas, which are the garments that reveal that Seichel and Midas. For instance, the world was created in 6 days. So Chassidus, it's a Medrash also, the Mefarshim. 6 days represent the six Midas. Okay, so the first day is Chesed, second day Gevurah, Tiferes, and so on. Now, how did Hashem reveal that attribute of Chesed on the first day, to bring it revealed into one world? By Yerim Elokim. That means Hashem revealed Chesed on the first day by speaking. How did he reveal Gvur on the second day? By speaking. So just like down here, you have Seichel Amidas, and the person reveals it through language, through speech. The same thing, Lamayel, it's the same thing. Ubachin is Eis Yud, which is Nekud, the Ketane, with the Yud is a dot. Madam is al yesha bay mislabish bechinas chokhma is the level of chokhma shebechinas ayin ubitul betachlus, which is the level of bitul. So yud represents the level of bitul. Hey, which is length and a width to it, his pashtus eidach v'rechiv, that's the level of lush bechinas bina. Okamei ken shad aces, the same thing, all the other letters of the Hashem's name, which are Malbishim in the level of Midas El Yenis, the Midas of Hashem. Like we know, Yud is Chachma, He is Bina, Vav is the six Vidas, and He is Malchus. V'zel she Yaakov asim mikol avonim evan achas. That's what Yaakov Avinu did. He made all the stones into one, Shu Eis Yud, which is the letter of Yud Bittul, La Leisim Mechinis Chachmi Ilov. In other words, like this. Initially, there were many stones, which represents, like we learned yesterday and last night, diversity, separation, pluralism, lack of bittul to Hashem. What did Yaakov Avinu make from it? It became one stone. That means the level of bittul. And then, by the way, he made it a matseva, which is the level of yud coming down into a form of a word, a vav. And then, v'adar kachiyotzim eisi matseva, which is a eis vav. What did Yaakov Avinu do? He brought the letter Yud down to Vav. Like the Rebbe explained before, that what's the level of Yaakov? Yud, Okay, right? To bring down the level of Chochmah, which is Bitul, all the way down to the lowest levels, which is the heel. So the Avodah of Yaakov Avinu was to bring Chochmah down into the world. What did he do with this? That's what he did by the stones. He took pluralism, made it into one, and then he made a matzeva, meaning he brought down that level of Bittul all the way down into the world. That world should feel Bittul. That what's the letter Vav? That's a Reish in the Kudis Yud. It's a Yud. What's a Vav? A Vav halachically is an extended Yud. It's the same top, okay, except the Yud is a little bit down. And then you make it longer, it becomes a Vav. Which means you're taking that level of Bittul and you're bringing it all the way down. The same thing, Torah comes from the level of Chochmah. And then in Shechmanis Pasha, the Matah B'Shemim B'Dvarim Gashmi. What is Torah? That's the level of Torah. Torah is the wisdom of Hashem. Then what was our function as Jews? To bring Torah and Mitzvahs into Gashmistical world. Learn Torah with our physical brain. This Torah discusses physical objects, not only physical objects, liars, swindlers, cheaters, low lives, that's all Torah. And then he did another thing. He poured oil over the top of the mitzvah, of the matzeva. Shemen is the level of Chochmah Ilah, which is Shemen Mishchas Kedesh. What did he do? Chinas Gili, Chinas Chochmah Ilah Mamish. He took the level of Chochmah of above, Lemata, Chinas Matzeva Nal. He brought the level of ultimate Bittul down into Torah, into the Matzeva, which is Torah Mitzvah Shem Lubashim Lemata Bidvarim Gashmim, that deals with physical things like you exchange a cow for a donkey, or Kashit Apostle, Im Kozan. Nevertheless, even though Torah comes into the lowest of the low, Yebam Gilu Bechinis Chochme Ilah Kameshu Lemailu. So what did Yaakov Avinu accomplish in a one-liner? Yaakov Avinu, by making these stones into one, making a matzeva, pouring oil on it, on the top of it, that the oil went down, what Yaakov Avinu accomplished, which was his Aveda, Yud Akev, to bring Bittul Chochmah into heel lowest of low, Yaakov Avinu was Mamshech Teira, the high ultimate level of Bittul of Teira, all the way down into Gashmiyistika things. Not only that, he did it in Choron. Choron Av Shemokim. Avram, but Yaakov Avinu had two levels. He had Mumaila Lamata, Mumata Lamaila. Right now he's explaining Mumaila Lamata. But then he elevated. What did he do? He became very wealthy from love and stuff. That was a gift that they gave him. Here, Yaakov Avinu worked in, that was his Aveda, 6 years, to get the sheep and everything else. That was his Aveda. Avraham Avinu was given as a gift, Momaila. Yaakov Teferis is both things. Even more. Shemen is the essence of everything. So you have Chochmah, but then you have the essence, Shemen, Aresha, Kedesh, Chochmah, Kedesh, Ilah. Especially there's Kedesh with the Vav and Kedesh without a Vav. Kedesh with a Vav means the level of Kedusha comes down, Vav. Shemen, Mishchas, Kedesh without a Vav is the level of Kedusha which is above Hamshacha. That means normally it cannot come down. What did Yaakov Avinu do? He brought it down. That level of Shemen, Mishchas, Kedesh. Like, what do we do when we do a mitzvah? Normally, infinite godliness doesn't come in a finite world. Yet, when we do a mitzvah, shekechanu b'mitzvah, we bring down kedusha. What we accomplish is we bring down infinite kedusha into a finite world. That's what we do. Yaakov everybody else. That's what the Ramban said. Ma'aseh Ovis is similar, but the Ovis, that's why the Torah is telling us these stories we discussed last night. It's not stam stories. These are the essential avodah of the Ovis. And because we say Avinu, Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu, that means every single Yid has the avodah of Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov. The Shvatim ain't called an Ovis Elo L'Shleisha. Ovis are only three. Right? That means the parent and the child are interconnected. The child is a connection of the parent. That means that for children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, so therefore we have every level of this, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, you know, all these Avedas. The Shvatim, on the other hand, if you belong to Reuven, you have Reuven's Aveda. You're Shimon, Shimon's Aveda. If you belong to Shimon, you don't have Reuven's Aveda. But that's why the Torah is telling us the stories of the Avos at great detail and great length, because this is not only telling us, this is the koyach that the Torah is giving us to be able to do Avram's Aveda, Yitzchok's Aveda, Yaakov's Aveda, this is what our Aveda is. And the Avos, by doing it, broke through the channel, they opened the channel that we can all do it to. And Yaakov is a combination. Right.
And that's what happened in Matan Torah.
Correct. But until Matan Torah, it didn't affect the Gashmi's world. They had the Aveda, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, but the sticks didn't become holy, the wells didn't become holy, the hospitality didn't become holy because it was before Matan Torah. After Matan Torah, now Hashem broke the barrier that the Aved of Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov is in Gashmis. No.
That was not holy?
No. The Gashmis, the Kabeim, it didn't become so holy. The Matzeva didn't become holy. Thanking Hashem, whatever. Noach also built a Mizbeach. The Pasuk doesn't say it by Adam Rishon, but the Rambam says that Adam Rishon, the day he was born, made a Mizbeach and brought a carbon to Hashem.
Did
not no. Ruchni is the Kedusha, not Gashmi is. In other words, when we put on tefillin, the physical tefillin become holy. When Yaakov Avinu played with the colored sticks, that it says in Kabbalah was the level of tefillin, teferes, yeah? Therefore, tefillin are called pe'er. That's why you don't wear tefillin on Tisha B'Av, because it's called pe'er. Yeah, pe'er is teferes. So Yaakov Avinu with the colored sticks was doing actually the level of tefillin, but the sticks never became holy. God appeared to him.
So the action of bringing korbanot
did not make it holy.
It was just for thanking Hashem.
Correct.
There was no.
It wasn't the level what's called ruaza the korban elad ruaza the intzav that the secret of korban goes all the way up there. Korban, no, that didn't exist. But by them doing it, that gave the koyach for later korbanos.
But it didn't have any, without any
effect on the Gashmis, yeah. That was Matan Torah accomplished that. Then it goes, now it goes into Gashmis. But by them doing it in Ruchnius, myself is similar, but that gives us the koyach after Matan Torah to do it. Why do you think the Torah tells us the stories? The Torah is not a storybook. We said many times the expression, if Torah is a storybook, it's a lousy storybook. There are better storybooks than Torah. It's a law book. There are better law books than Torah. Okay, Torah is a very unclear law book. Don't do Malach on Shabbos. Okay, thank you very much. No? Yeah. Torah is not, Torah is, Hirah b'chaim, guidance, constitution. But the others, by doing their avodah, they accomplish this on their own. That's why we say in Shemoneh Esrei, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Yeah? So why don't we just say Elokei Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov? We get through davening quicker. Say Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak. Say Elokei Avram is the same God, no? The answer is no. Everybody had their own unique relationship with Hashem that the other one did. Avram had a connection with Elokim, Elokei Avram, different than Yitzchak, different than Yaakov. We have all three together.
Their Aveda wasn't to bring in Gash, their Aveda was to give us the Kerech later on to do it. So they did it for us.
Yes. Don't parents do everything for the kids?
Not nowadays.
Not nowadays. No, today the kids do everything only for the parents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Amen.
Yeah. Pleasant dreams. Okay, so what did he do? Kamai Mirazal. Like the Gemara says, just like by Matei was fear and awe and bittul, Avkan, the same thing. Every time a person learns Torah, it has to be be'emo b'yir, with awe and fear. Pirish ma'ala ha'alam b'shas matan Torah l'har Sinai. Joseph by matan Torah, hoya be'emo b'yir, was with awe and fear, because it was gili b'tachlis, was the old. Why was there awe and fear by matan Torah? Because it was a tremendous gilui, m'mayla. Shami pi'atzu samay, they heard from the essence of Hashem Anecha Hashem Lekecha. Avkan, the same thing when a person learns Torah today. Hainu av kamesha Torah mulemum lebesh es lamata bidvarim gashmi. Just like Torah when it comes into gashmi. Yeyai de gili chochmi lo mamish is going to be the same way through this infinite revelation of Hashem. Like it was then, like Hashem says, as Pasik says, v'asim devarai beficha. When a person learns Torah, the Pasuk says in Chumash, Va'asim Dvarai Beficha. I will put my words, i.e. Torah, in your mouth. That means when a person learns Torah, the Gemara says, when a person learns Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lemid Kenegdei. You learn Torah, Hashem is sitting opposite you, learning the same thing you're learning. That's the same thing of Matan Torah. So now, how do we get the Koyach to do this? So he says, this is what Yaakov Mitchil, Yaakov Avinu had to do this. That's the Yaakov Avinu did it. Yaakov Avinu had to elevate Avnei Hamokim, to put it around his head, meaning makif, the level of, and like it said, vayomer matseva, and he made it as a matseva, liyis nors chilasim b'sefer, to wedge the end in the beginning, and so on, and to that, nors chilasim b'sefer, in the beginning is edged in the wet, in the end. Shemadrega yese gavaya. What did Yaakov Avinu accomplish? That the highest levels of alukus, later, so what did Yaakov Avinu Aveda with this whole dream, with this whole story going on over here? Yaakov Avinu gave the koyach for the highest level of Elokus to go down into the lowest of the lowest levels by taking Avnei pluralism, contrary to oneness, the bittul of Hashem, Achdus Hashem, and he brought that kedusha by the stones and the mizbeach and the oil and all that. Yaakov Avinu gave the koyach for us after Matan Torah that we can bring down the ultimate level of kedusha in the gashmis. Matan Torah accomplished that it could penetrate and elevate the gashmis. Yaakov Avinu brought kedusha down into gashmis, but it wasn't, the gashmis didn't become elevated. So Matan Torah now accomplished that we can elevate the gashmis through. By the way, this is the only way the stories make sense. Otherwise, the whole stories don't make sense. I mean, this is what Hashem says Yaakov Avinu says, Shavti b'shalom al beis avi. V'ho yavai li lelikim, when you give, return me back to my father's home. Shekol ze yiyai de halo, azvam shocha shemi mata lemayla. Umel mayla lemata, which is v'yotim in hashes. This is exactly what Dalton Evans is explaining. This is Yaakov Avinu, mamayla lemata, mamata lemayla. What did he do? He took stones, yes, and elevated to his head. Mumata lemayla. Then he made the matseva with the shemen coming down. He brought the yud into a vav. That's mumayla lemata. So that's Yaakov Tiferes. Is both ways. Mumata lemayla, mumayla lemata. Kehine avi koy al yitzchak. When it says v'shafti v'shalom obeis avi, you return with shalom to my father's house. Yeah. Which father? We talk about Yitzchak. Ki ata avinu shalom asalav yemal Yitzchak. Ki ata avinu. Now Yaakov is saying like this: what did the Zaveda accomplish? Tainug by Hashem. What does Torah mitzvahs accomplish? Nachas ruach afanai, the enjoyment that I'm telling you the guys to do something and you're doing it. That's why v'shafti v'shalom obeis avi. This Aveda makes the Jew go back to Beis Avi, to the level of tzchaik, of the level of tainug by Elokus. Beis Shalom, yes. Otherwise, we were talking about this last night. Yaakov Avinu, if you take the Chumash simply, Yaakov Avinu is not such a nice guy. He says, Tashen like this, if God will be with me, and you give me food and clothing, and then you'll be my God. And if not, not. Yaakov Avinu says like this, just learning it like a kid. Yaakov Avinu makes a conditional God. Listen, you want me to accept you as a God? Give me everything good. It's like kids, you know. You do everything for me, then I'll think about calling you my father. Yeah, but Luchayr, it doesn't make sense. Yaakov Avinu talking like that. So he explained last night, what Chassidus explains, no, that's not what it means. Im yelikim imodi, Yaakov is going down to Choron, right? Yel Choron, like we're learning here, into evil. What's the purpose of the neshama coming into the body? Yirida tzerech aliyah. So Yaakov Avinu says like this, im yelikim imodi, if I have the Koyach of Elokim with me in the Gashmistika world of Lechem Lecho Begid Lubish, when I go down into Choron, eating and drinking and all the business and all that stuff, so Im Yelokim Imadi, if you give me the Koyach to overcome those things, that means even in Lavan's house, I'm able to bring down the Kedusha and elevate Lavan to Kedusha. Then what does he say? V'hoi Hashem Lila Lekim. Then that will prove that Havaya is Elokim. Because L'cheira, Elokim is nature. How could Ra, which is defined as Ra, become Tev? If Ra is designated as Ra, and Tev is Tev, how could Ra become Tev? How could Tev become Ra? You already identified what you are. So we learned many times, the only way is by bringing down a level above both. So one second. So Yaakov Avinu is saying, "David, instead of Im Yelokim Imadi with me in my Aveda, v'nasan li lechem lecho begin lubish, that I can elevate the whole place of Lavan." That's what he meant, right? Then v'haya, which is lashon simcha, v'haya shvaya li lelekim. Then I'll see that the level of Havayhu Elokim, that even in Elokim and concealment and symptom and everything is really Havay. He's not making conditions with the Eibishter. He's telling the Eibishter, listen, I want to accomplish the mission, so if you will give me the koyach to overcome the mission, so then that will show that Havayu Elokim, that Choron and Elokim and Havayu is the same thing. That's what he said. He didn't make no conditions with Hashem.
So he made the whole thing.
Huh?
He made the whole thing.
No, he's not making a condition with Hashem. If you're good to me, I'll be good to you.
He's saying, if I will do
But I need your koyach.
All he's asking is that
Hashem
should give him koyach to do.
Yeah. And that's why, like we discussed last night, he went Mibar Sheva from the level of Mashbi and ACT Tzaddik all the way down into Chor and the Guf and Nefesh HaBam is in the world Olam HaSheker. So it comes from the Yeti Yaakov Mibar Sheva. It comes from the level of the Mashbi and Eisi, the Be'er of Sheva, the well, the source of Mashbi and Eisi.
What we just said is having him, that's a
Chassidus.